All right, Don Orsillo is with us, and as I say, which I've listened to Nesson for years, going back to Ned Martin and Bob Montgomery when I got the dish in those days. But Don was a big part of the Red Sox broadcast team, not there this year, now with the Padres. And I know some disappointment not being with the Red Sox. How did that all go down?
Well, Marty, it was, a long time with the organization. I was 5 years at AAA with the Pawtucket Red Sox and then moved up in 2001 to Boston. And so it was 15 years in the majors with the Red Sox, so 20 years in the organization. So it is a change. There was a change made at the end of the year. My contract was up, and they decided to go in a different direction, which happens in this business, as you know. And as it turned out, I was very thankful that the San Diego Padres came calling afterwards. And when you kind of lose your job in one venue, you take a look around and realize there's only 29 other places to work. So I was very thankful that the Padres came calling and gave me the opportunity to continue to do what it is I love to do, and that's broadcast baseball. So I'm very excited about it. There's actually two places in my life that I've known, and that's New England, having been born there and grown up there, but also I went to high school in Palos Verdes, California, outside of L.A. for 4 years.
Did not know that.
Southern California was very appealing to me to have the chance to go back there, and so here I am, first year with the Padres.
You got a little of Ted Leitner tan, I want to tell you.
I've been there a while now. Yeah, I've been there for about 2 months. And,
you're starting to look like
Ted Leitner. I don't know. He's pretty tan.
You're starting to look. You got a good tan going. Yeah. I want to tell you that. I know you're down here in spring training. Don Orsillo with us, a longtime voice, as I said, with Pawtucket, and Ken Mock, a good friend of ours, knew Donnie well, and with the Red Sox, now with the Padres. What will you be doing with the Padres? What's the year looking like?
Well, this year, Dick Enberg is scaling back his schedule, and he's retiring at the end of this season. So we're sharing the TV booth this year, which is going to be great. I'm doing somewhere in the neighborhood of 60 TV games. But they said, what else would you like to do? And I haven't done radio since I was with the Pawtucket Red Sox in my 10 years in the minor league. So I welcome the opportunity this season to do half of the radio games, too. So I'll be combining to do TV and radio this season, and then in the future doing just TV moving forward next year.
Now, Dave Fleming was at Pawtucket,
He was. He was after myself, and he and Andy Freed actually were together, and Andy ended up going to the Tampa Bay Rays, and of course Dave going to the Giants. So Pawtucket is a lot of broadcasters that come out of the Paw Sox.
Yeah, it's like Miami of Ohio for football coaches. Really, no, seriously, come
it's
out
amazing.
Of Pawtucket,
yeah,
and you go places. Very good. Last year, you got a firsthand look at Pablo Sandoval, and I know we have all our listeners, and it's still a buzzword around here. What happened? My goodness,
he got off to a really tough start, and it just sort of snowballed on him as the year went on. Unfortunately for him, defensively, he didn't have a great year. Had some problems down there at third base, and offensively ended up just going to the one side and not switch hitting, which was interesting. And apparently he's back to switch hitting this spring. But, and he came into camp apparently this spring not in that great a shape, which was a concern for the Red Sox, no doubt about that. But I think he will bounce back. I really do. I think he knows what to expect from Boston this year. I think the Red Sox were hoping for big things from him, obviously coming from here and all the success the Giants have had in the last 5-6 years. So, but I think he will bounce back this year. That's my opinion anyway.
Did the fans get on him?
They did. Yeah, they really did. And I think it's because of the slow start that he had and the problems he was having defensively. And Boston can be a tough place to play if you're not going well and if you're not working that hard. And I think the perception was that he wasn't working that hard. He did gain quite a bit of weight as the year went on. And that was part of the problem. And a lot of the balls that he was not getting to were down by his feet, which was part of the problem, unfortunately.
Hey, well, we've seen it before. What a story. Boy, Don Orsillo with us. I appreciate your update on that. All right, let's talk a little bit about Padres. What have you seen so far? And as I said, last year coming out of the gate, the Seattle Mariners and the Padres, that was two teams going to be in the World Series. Didn't happen for either one of them dramatically. I mean, they just fell on their faces. What do you see with this Padre team?
Well, I think they're really disappointed by what took place last year on a number of fronts. Obviously, they were as excited as many people and the pundits were about what the season was going to hold for them because they went out and spent a good amount of money last year and just did not come to fruition, unfortunately, at any point. A lot of it was defensive problems. You look at the number of unearned runs. They led the majors in that category. Guy that we saw yesterday, Andrew Cashner, pitched pretty well. Had 22 unearned runs last year, which was a big problem for them. So they made some changes, and one of the things that they tried to do this offseason was to better the depth of the organization in the minor leagues, and they were able to do that. Craig Kimbrell going to the Red Sox and in return getting four prospects, and deals like that, really trying to fortify the entire organization once again with some depth, and they've done that. And they've also, again, spent a lot of money this year although, you know, they are missing some pieces, they've added some guys. Fernando Rodney now at the end of games will be closing games for the Padres. Alexi Ramirez at shortstop now shores up the defense up the middle, and he's been very good for the Chicago White Sox and still has very good range. And the guys coming back, the Will Myers, they hope that will be healthy this year. And certainly you have Matt Kemp, who's here today and in the lineup for the Padres. So, you know, they still have a pretty good club. The problem is that the rest of the division appears to, with the exception of the Rockies, gotten better as well. So it's going to be interesting. But, you know, I'm hoping they surprise some people.
Yeah, going into Colorado, I say they may not win the division, but it's like getting the flu.
Yeah.
I mean, you get sick, you know.
Yeah.
They make you sick going in there to have those 9 or 10 games in Colorado that has an effect after that series as well.
Sure.
And interesting about that. Looking at some of the the manager. You got a new manager, Andy Green. Tell me about him. What do you know about him?
He was the third base coach for the Arizona Diamondbacks and a guy that handled their defense, and he basically came in and won the job. I mean, they had some bigger names that were in there interviewing. Ron Gardenhire is a guy that comes to name, who was a very good manager with the Minnesota Twins, was in for, I think, a couple of different interviews, but he really is an impressive guy, a very good motivator. He had a plan, a 100-day plan, as he called it, what he was going to do the first 100 days if he got the job, and part of that was to fly across the country and meet with each of the players that he thought was going to be on the roster, and he did that, and he's really come in and changed the culture so far and done a lot of different things with the Padres, which has been fun to watch, and so far the players have really enjoyed it and heard a lot of good comments about it. Yeah. We'll see if it turns into wins or not when the season starts, but I go back to guys like Joe Maddon, guys who changed the culture of an organization. I think of when he came in and joined the Rays, they turned things around almost immediately and went from being the Devil Rays, literally changing their name to the Rays, and then in 2008 getting to the World Series. So we may not get to the World Series this year, but at the same time, the culture change is one that has been welcomed so far.
Well, the Red Sox had their moments with Tampa Bay, I'll tell you
No question. That became, to me, a bigger rivalry with the Rays than it did for the Yankees for a few years,
believe it or not.
Yeah.
Huge games. So, Red Sox, Yankees, would you have to, like, eat two meals during the game? I mean, you know, come on.
Those would be four hours games, no matter what you did. But the Red Sox, they're about 325 anyway on every night. But that's the way it is. That's the way they approach the games, and had some success along the way, too. So,
yeah. One last thought for Don Orsillo. David Ortiz, the farewell tour coming up this year.
Yeah.
Will he quit?
I think he will. I really do. I think he will. I think it's taken its toll. The hard part is that he will be going out, I don't want to say on top, but going out really good. I mean, he's another 300 guy last year, and he is a special, special person. He's one of my favorite people in the game and in the world, really. I mean, he really is a guy that I've come to respect a great deal, not only for what he does on the field, but off the field. He's so good in the community in Boston and back in the Dominican as well, and he's been great for baseball, and I'm really going to miss him, but I wish him well this year.
Yeah, big-time hitter.
And big moments. Clutch moments.
Yeah, he's appropriately named.
Yes.
Hey, Don, nice to have you with us. A pleasure.
Thank you, Marty.
Look forward to, come on, you're coming into San Francisco
three times a year, yeah.
So we love having you on. And,
thank you.
And then work on that tan.
I will. Thank you, Marty. Right. Great to see you.
All right, a pleasure. Don Orsillo, great to have him with us. All right, more coming up right here at KNBR 680, the sports leader.